And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros. It's James Semin. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being here. We do appreciate it, Coach. Thrilling win for you guys over Houston, a homecoming in Lanesboro last night. You guys get the win over the Hurricanes. Coach, take us through the game a little bit overall and how you thought the squad played.
Well, I guess going over the game recap, I guess when we started off really well. We drove the length. They kicked off to us, drove the length of the field. Mason plunged in from a yard out, and we scored, and we got the two point, and we went up 8-0 on our first opening drive. We kicked off Houston. Houston put together a good drive. They got down to our one, and we had a nice goal line stand and got the ball back on fourth down. But then the wheels came off for us at that point. We got out to the 10-yard line and we fumbled. They scored, made it 8-6 at the end of the first quarter. We just couldn't get our offense going extremely well last night. We punted probably more than we have in the past. And they put together a couple good drives, and they were up 20-8 at halftime. And then, you know, we talked about adjustments. We made some adjustments. And second half, we stopped them, and then we punted back to them. And then we had them at a good spot where we thought we were pretty comfortable. Our defense was doing some better things. And then they completed a nice pass. It was a really nice catch by a kid, and I think he took it in from, like, 40 or 50 yards out in, like, 3rd and 10. And so then that put them up 26-8. And then we got the ball back and we went 3-and-out. And then we punted. The turning point was we punted to them and a kid fumbled. And then we were able to recover down the 25 with about 4 minutes left in the left in the third quarter. So we were down 26-8 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Punched it in from there to make it 26-14. Then we stopped them again, and then we were able to score again. And so we're out, I guess we're down 26-22 at that, or 26-24 at that point. And then we stopped them, but then they stopped us. So we had punted with like 4 minutes left. And after we punted, we were able to get them to a 3-and-out, and then they had to punt back to us. And we got the ball with like 3 minutes left on our 40-yard line. And we were able to – Orion had a key run on that drive, and we were able to get down to the 3-yard line with I think it was about 45 seconds left, and we punched it in from there to put us up. The final score was 32-28. And so we were punched in from there. Sort of exciting, you know, but, you know, there's things that we didn't do so well last night, and we got to correct those going forward. Obviously, Houston played a really good game. I thought their kids were pumped up, and, you know, our kids, we weren't as pumped up at that point. And then, you know, as the second half wore on, we got a little more excited, so.
You guys able to get the victory, like you mentioned, over Houston in that one. Again, the final score, 32-26, comes down to the wire. The Burros get the win, Coach. Now 4-0 on the season. You have Kingsland next week, but what do you want to see this Burros team improve upon here as you head into week five?
Well, we got some soul searching for some defensive positions, I know, because we got to change some things up. We got to change some personnel. I mean, change some personnel, maybe move some guys from one spot to a different spot. And, you know, we got to figure things out, I guess. You know, Kingsland's a really good team, and they're going to be a physical team. And, you know, I know they had Weir's my kid. He ran for 300 yards. He was the athlete of the week last week. So we've got a big task in front of us to slow him. You're probably not going to stop him, but you got to try to slow him down. And, you know, I think we're probably pretty similar in the fact that neither team passes a lot. But we really have to make sure that we get good angles and our linebackers have to attack, and we just have to make sure that we don't sit, because if we sit against these guys, it could be a long night for us. So, but I, I think our kids will be hungry for that one. And, you know, going into the season, we were thinking Kingsland and Spring Grove would be two of the top teams in the area in 9-man. I mean, during the regular season. And so we had a really big task in front of us. But the kids are excited. We're excited. Coaches are excited for this challenge. So we're looking forward to it.
Lanesboro in Kingsland, that's next Friday, 7 o'clock to kick off in Lanesboro. James Simmons with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros. Coach, looking, you know, you're at the halfway point, 4 weeks through the season. What have you been most pleased with here in that first half for the Burros?
Well, like last night, I was just pretty pleased with the kids' never quit attitude. Even when you're down 26-8 in the middle of the third quarter, and then we just punted. It would have been easy for Ryan Sass is the one who recovered the fumble, and it would have been really easy for him to jog down the field at that point. Down 26-8, he's thinking you got 16 minutes left in the game. It's hard to, you got three scores you got to get. So how are you going to do that? But he didn't quit, and the rest of the kids didn't quit. And so that's one thing that we can hang our hat on. You know, I think we can take some life lessons from this one, and I think we will. I think the kids are really willing to get better. You know, I do think that about these kids, and that's what makes coaching exciting. And you've got kids that just want to continue to learn how to improve. And so that's the fun part about this group.
James Simmons with us, the head coach of the Lanesboro Burros, coming off that win over Houston last night. They take on Kingsland next week. The Burros are 4-0 on the season. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Hey, I appreciate everything you guys do for Southeastern Minnesota sports, Luke. Appreciate everything.
We appreciate that. Thanks, James. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next right here on 103.1 KFIL.